Thank you for choosing customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your zip code, please?
74019.
Can you repeat that for me?
74019.
First and last name?
Poor Boy.
All right, can I get you to verify your address for me?
It's 19403 South 4094 Road, Claremore, Oklahoma.
All right, thank you. And I see back on April the 14th, you ordered the Keto's and the Cleanse for $4.95 and $4.96. What can I do to assist you on today?
Okay, my card got blocked because you guys have charged my card $94.94, and I do not want that.
All right, one moment. Let me review the account. All right, thank you for patiently holding. So looking at the account, it shows on the 14th, you had signed up for the 14-day trial, 30-day supply.
No, I did not. I just paid my shipping on what I wanted, was just to try that. I don't want that $94.94 taken out of my account. Do not want it out of there.
Okay, so within the 14 days, you had 14 days to try that product out and let us know if you wanted to cancel or continue. If you don't cancel by the 14th day, it does bill you on the 15th day, and it's reoccurring charges every 30 days, and you'll get 30-day supply.
Well, I did call you guys and told you, because I didn't realize that you were going to do that. So I called and talked to someone and told them I did not want that. And they said, okay, it was taken care of. And then I go to use my card today, and it is blocked. Because you people have hit my card. And I'm really pissed off.
Okay, so did you, when you called to cancel, did they provide you a cancellation number for your account?
No, they didn't. No. Okay. Well, yeah, they did, but I don't have it with me. It's at my work. They gave me a telephone number to call you. I called that number. I've been on hold for over an hour with you people. And then I couldn't figure out what this was. And then I realized what it was. And this is the same. And I talked to a lady there. It's probably 4 or 5 days after I ordered the stuff. So it was long before the 15 days.
Okay, let me see. I'm just looking for notes here, but I don't show a call or any notation on the account.
I cannot think of what this lady's name was that I talked to. It was a very simple, I mean, just a regular, you know, not an unusual name or anything, but I can't remember what it was. But I called back because I was afraid something like this would happen. And then today I go to do something and my card won't work. And then I called my bank. They put me to a place saying that it had been blocked. And I said, blocked for what? And she told me, and I said, well, I've talked to those people. And she told me, yeah, that happens a lot. So I am not paying. That is very irritating to me that you people have hit my account after I asked you not to.
All right. I do apologize about the inconvenience. So I can go ahead and cancel out for you today, so you won't be charged any further for the account.
Okay. because I don't, you know, I don't want that taken out of my account. I read it, but it didn't say anything like that. And then when I realized when they said that it was 94, I thought, yeah, that's what it is. So I called you back in a couple days. Well, I think I ordered it like April 4th. And I think I called you like this about 3 or 4 days later to say I did not want that taken out of my account. So, and I want it out. I do not want that taken out of my account.
Okay, well, it's already shows successful on that end, so we can go ahead and cancel out so you won't be billed further or get any future charges.
Okay.
Would you like the cancellation number for your records?
Yes, I do.
Okay, give me one second. All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
1, E as in Edward, D as in David, 1, E as in Edward, 0042.
42, okay. Okay, so there won't be any of this coming out of my account. Okay. All right, that's what I needed to know. All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for choosing customer service. Have a great day.
Cheat people have it.